Knowing is nice. Execution's the game. Indulge me for a beat while I present a trope. How do you lose weight? All together now, that's right. Diet and exercise. This ostensibly trite and arguably overplayed goal, weight loss, makes a nice stand-in for virtually any endeavor that we clients might be up to and, could use your coaching for. It illustrates how knowing what to do is often trivial compared to actual follow-through. Much has been debated around how appropriate it is or isn't for a coach to ever dispense with advice on what to do. But whether you ever do anything that resembles prescribing as much to us clients, or if you keep to a style of coaching where your job is to guide us through an inquiry so that we can ourselves be the sole source of whatever we feel we ought to do, let us assume, in whatever instance, that your client has come to an understanding of what to do and that they are genuinely enrolled. In other words, they know what to do and they are on board. Knowing is nice. When we clients come to that epiphany, that moment of clarity, oh, it's a great part of our session with you. The path ahead of us is laid out. We're living into a new future given by that path. And maybe the path is a surprising one, an unanticipated departure from what we were doing or even thought we might have been stuck having to do. It can be a wholly life-giving affair to see something new that we didn't see before. Odds are good. We'll thank you heartily for that epiphany. And that will be that for the session. We've got our marching orders, and we're on our way. Talk to you next week. But execution's the game. If what we now know to do falls by the wayside amid the usual din of life, when we're away from you, our coach, and thus no longer in the space of creating bold new futures, well then, that knowing will have made no difference. But this will be our problem. By the time our knowing fades and execution has decidedly fallen through the cracks, we'll have already had the warm fuzzies for you. The check will have already cleared, so to speak. And any evaluator of that call will have already given you high marks for certification purposes, your competencies already well demonstrated. But that doesn't change the fact that only execution will have that knowing make a lasting difference. We have to do the work. Now, most coaches wash their hands of this part, and understandably so. Nobody wants to be a babysitter, and hey, we're grown adults who need to be trusted to do our part. But if execution's the game, and if we care about real outcomes, it is, and if it's super easy to shift the burden for execution fully to the client, and in the prevailing definitions of competent coaching, it is, well, the coach who can meaningfully support her client in that execution, in making that follow just a little more certain to occur, well, she's going to have a very strong differentiator going for her, and she will be able to tout that and attract would-be clients accordingly. How do you meaningfully support clients in the execution of the knowing that they get from working with you? Well, over the last 13 years, I've come up with a few ideas. That is to say, Coach Accountable itself. I'm not talking about actually doing the work for them, of course, but structures for accountability, follow-through, remembrance, knowing that they're going to be called out, all that stuff. This is what you can do for them and for us. But look, I don't care how you do it, but please help us clients to actually execute. When you do, good things happen for us and you. Knowing is nice, but execution's the game.